More than half of Ohio counties don't have enough dentists for the population. Numbers show the dental shortages are especially severe in many rural and low-income communities. To close this dental care gap, some states are experimenting with a new approach. It's called dental therapy, and some advocates want the practice legalized in Ohio. They say it would make routine dentistry more accessible and affordable for the most underserved Ohioans. In today's installment of our Scratch Innovation Series, WISO's April Leslie reports the push for dental therapy is not without controversy.
It's a busy day at Sinclair Community College's dental clinic. Families are packed into the waiting room, and in the sprawling treatment area, there's a child in almost every exam chair. All of these kids are Medicaid recipients, and they're here for Give Kids a Smile Day, one of about 6 days a year when the clinic offers free children's dental services. Dr. Todd Baker is a dentist and adjunct faculty member at Sinclair Community College. He leans over a patient chair to examine the teeth of one squirming four-year-old.
All right, buddy, let's take a peek at your teeth in there. Okay, let's see you bite together there. Let's see you bite. Arr, bite together like, arr. Yeah, awesome job.
Many children in Ohio go without care like this. In fact, more than 1 million children and adults in the state don't have access to regular dental services. A lot of people in this situation live in rural areas or lack transportation. Many are lower-income Ohioans who earn too much to qualify for Medicaid insurance. Others do receive Medicaid, but they have trouble finding dentists who accept them, partly because state reimbursements for services are so low. Ann Neighbor is a member of the Ohio Dental Hygienist Association. She says not seeing a dentist regularly can lead to severe and often expensive health consequences.
They end up in the emergency room with dental pain, dental infection. If they have to be admitted because it's such a severe infection, then, I mean, you're talking several thousand dollars. Dental infection affects your entire body. It affects your overall health.
Neighbor says many in the dental health community have been searching for a solution to this problem for years, and she thinks they may have found one. Dental therapists. Dental therapists are mid-level providers of dental health services, a little bit like nurse practitioners, but for the dental field. They have less training and are paid less than dentists, but they're able to perform some routine dental procedures dental hygienists and assistants can't. Dental therapy originated in New Zealand in 1921, and a handful of U.S. states have recently legalized the practice. Neighbor says in those states, it's resulted in healthier patients and lower costs.
There are now 54 countries that have dental therapists, and there have been around almost 100 years, and there are 1,100 studies showing that it does work.
Steve Wagner of UCAN Ohio, or the Universal Healthcare Action Network, says the use of dental therapists could help increase access to dental care in underserved communities and make that care cheaper for both providers and patients.
What that means for a practice is that the dentist then can concentrate on the more intense procedures, and the dental therapist can, you know, the lower reimbursed, but also the less, you know, the things within their scope, and practices can actually do better being Medicaid patients.
Senators Peggy Lehner of Kettering and Cecil Thomas of Cincinnati are sponsoring legislation that would legalize dental therapy and license dental therapists to practice in the state. Under the bill, dental therapists would work under the supervision of a dentist, but could perform 35 routine procedures independently. They'd also be required to serve lower-income Ohioans and others living in dental shortage areas. But not everyone is convinced legalizing dental therapy makes sense. The Ohio Dental Association has come out strongly against the legislation. Dr. Matthew Messina is a member of the Ohio Dental Association and a professor at Ohio State University's Dental School. Messina says allowing dental therapists to treat patients could be dangerous.
They're looking at trying to create a kind of dentist light, somebody with less training, and then empowering them to do procedures up to and including drilling cavities and extracting teeth.
Messina is in favor of another dental-related bill at the State House. That bill would give expanded capabilities to existing members of dental teams, like dental assistants. It would also increase funding for teledentistry, which allows dentists to see patients virtually through video chatting.
The therapist approach is a diversion from what's currently working and is rapidly improving. In an effort to try and do something that looks new or looks fresh and different, but actually the tried and true and stepwise process is working better.
The number of dentists in Ohio has increased over the past few years, but the number of dental provider shortage areas in the state has gone up too. In 2011, there were about 59 shortage areas. Now that number is closer to 100. Ann Neighbor of the Dental Hygienist Association says the increase could be attributed to population shifts and dental providers clustering in certain areas of the state.
We need a comprehensive therapeutic care that's affordable that everyone can get.
It could be a while before we see any changes to the state's dental care system. No hearings have been scheduled for either dental health bill. And even if state lawmakers eventually move forward with dental therapy, Neighbor says it could take years before dental therapists are trained and ready to see patients. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.